So we'll start with Finn Harps. Another decent result for Harps last week against Cove, a 2-2 draw, and by all accounts could and possibly should have won the game. More signs of positivity and progress.
Yeah, there is. I suppose at this time there definitely is a lot to be optimistic about up in Finn Park. You know, a real battling performance last week. I suppose going behind twice to a good Cove side. Like, they're obviously, at the opposite ends of the table, you know, really making that push for promotion and not too far away from Dundalk. But yeah, no, look, a lot to be optimistic about. You see Hans Mpongo coming in there, third game, and, you know, two goals in two games for him is, you know, really positive when your striker's scoring goals. And, you know, there's always a thing, you know, when you bring someone new to the club, will it take him long to settle? And especially for a striker, you know, it's always about getting that first goal. But, you know, he is two now, and, you know, I was really surprised and really impressed, I suppose it's probably a better word, impressed by the manner that he took his goals, you know, especially last week, you know, showing real composure and, you know, maybe not snatching at a shot too early when he was through on goal. And, you know, he was able to finish it well, really good. And you know, another signing as well, the young Canadian lad, Zurich, you know, was able to provide an assist for Tony's goal for the second. So, yeah, like when you bring in players, you know, especially, you know, Kevin has been, I suppose, a new manager and a young manager at that as well. You know, although his huge, vast experience as a player, when he's making these signings, you know, he's kind of, I suppose there is a little, you know, will they work? Will they come to Balfour? Will they, you know, will they settle? Like I said, and, you know, when your winger's coming in and providing assists, and then, you know, when your striker's scoring goals, you know, he'll be really happy with how the lads have come in, and, you know, and the first couple of games, how they've done.
Yeah, the likes of Mpongo settling really well, and he'll be looking to have maybe another couple of goals in him this weekend. Tomorrow night away to Wexford and then home to Bray on Monday. Going by the recent results Harps have picked up, they won't be going into either game with any fear, and, you know, they'll be really optimistic about getting a couple of good results here.
Yeah, they will, and I think they have a couple of draws against Wexford already this season. You know, Wexford just a couple of positions ahead of Harps. I think 3 points separate them. Harps currently on 24 points in 8th position. Wexford a couple ahead. They're up in 6th position. You know, it's I suppose at the minute, like, it's, you know, you look at the travel down to Wexford and then the quick turnaround then to Bray home on Monday night. It's definitely a place they'll believe that they'll go and get a result. A point on the road is always good. You know, Wexford have quality. You know, they have good strikers. Mikey Rowe stands out, you know, as one of them. And we know, you know, he's dangerous, and he's, you know, one of the top performers in the league this season. You know, we're kind of maybe thinking somebody in the Premier League might have took a stab at him to try and, you know, bolster their attacking options. But, you know, they've only lost 1-8 Harps at the moment. You know, a couple of, I think, 4 draws in there as well. So, you know, it's a positive position to have confidence, you know, going to places like Wexford, you know, even, I suppose, even like last week, Mark, you know, when you go behind in a game and you can battle back, that gives huge confidence. And then when you have a striker who's, you know, scoring goals, that'll give a team a lift as well. So no, they definitely won't fear much going to Wexford at the moment. And yeah, look, I think a point down there would be great, but there's no reason why they can't get all three.
Yeah, despite the run of decent results, it is looking fairly unlikely Kevin McHugh's side will be able to make the playoffs. You know, there are a lot of good teams above them. Between now and the end of the season, is it a case of just trying to keep the positive momentum going, moving as far up the table as you can and just building for the next campaign?
I think so. I think they will. You know, when you look at how Harps have gone this season, I think they've only put back-to-back wins maybe twice this year. And maybe even one of those there was, you know, up and recently, I think they got a 1-0 win away at Treaty and then a 1-0 win home against Dundalk. So maybe not ones that you've been banking on as such. So that level of inconsistency isn't really going to push you into that top five. I think, look, when things are going well, you don't really want to, I suppose, alter things too much or try and put too much pressure on players about getting into that top five or in those playoff places. If you can get this group of players to the end of the season and keep them together for next season, then you have the makings of a good squad that can then think about promotion. I don't think anyone around Fun Park at the moment would want promotion. Maybe some of the fans would in terms of, you know, the fixtures you'd be looking at next season. But in terms of building something for the future, I think is very much so. Just, you know, keep trying to keep the positive results going. You know, the cup run is something that, you know, a big cup game is something that would be an attractive, you know, thing that Hearts could look forward to, getting one of the big sides at home, maybe. You know, and you never know then, you know, in a cup game. So, I think, like you say, Mark, it's all about just maintaining that good momentum, building for next season, and then hoping that they can sort of keep that nucleus of that squad together and maybe add a bit more quality.
Yeah, well, let's hope they have another good weekend this weekend. We'll have live updates with Liam Spratt from that Finn Harps clash with Wexford at Ferry Carrick Park. That's from 7:45 tomorrow evening here in Highland. Elsewhere in the First Division tomorrow night, leaders Dundalk are away to UCD. Kerry host Athlone Town. Longford go to Cove, and it is Bray Wanderers up against Treaty United. Moving on to the Premier Division, it's a bit of a strange weekend with fixtures split across Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Derry actually aren't in action until Sunday when they go to Shamrock Rovers. Keith, is this a must win for Derry City if they're to hang on to the coattails of Rovers?
I think so. I think if they have ambitions of maybe, you know, trying to knock Rovers off their perch, they have to go and win on Sunday. You know, these can be, I suppose, difficult games. Was obviously Rovers trying to balance their Europe as well. So look, with the squad that they have, you know, it's just obviously depends how they manage it, how Bradley manages these upcoming. You know, that inconsistency that has sort of plagued Derry this season, you know, some really good results and then, you know, some really negative performance. They are looking to do something in terms of, like we say, knocking Rovers off their perch. They have to go there and pick up 3 points. I actually remember going and playing Rovers on a Sunday evening after their European game when I was at Drogheda, and they put out a half-strength team against us, and they ended up rallying near the end. We actually finished 1-1 that game. They got a goal late on. We scored early, and so it's about managing those games. Maybe I don't think he will take Derry as lightly, maybe, as he took Drogheda. Stephen Bradley won't. So it'll be a very different approach, I'm sure, that he's going to take come Sunday. But yeah, it's definitely one that both teams will know that they have to pick up 3 points in.
Would it be over the top to suggest that if Rovers win this game, they should be nearly seen as champions elect, or is it a wee bit too early for that stuff?
Again, I suppose it all depends on how Bows do as well this weekend. You know, they're the kind of ones that are the chasing pack. You know, you see Derry there. I think Derry maybe on 41 points, Bows second on 42. And then Shamrock Rovers obviously leading in 49. If Rovers beat Derry, you think maybe that's them maybe out of touch. Mm. And then it's going to be between obviously Bows and Shamrock Rovers. Bows play Drogheda on Friday night. So, you know, I think that's, if they can maybe get a home win there, then that'll maybe possibly turn into a two-horse race. But, you know, I think it's slightly early to be talking like that. Still a lot of football to play yet, Mark.
Yeah, as for Derry, you know, if they're not going to win the league, then securing European football again will obviously be a huge priority. A defeat to Shamrock Rovers on Sunday could put the cat amongst the pigeons in that regard as well. As, you know, you've Drogheda and Shelburne lurking there in fourth and fifth.
Yeah, a lot of teams in the mix, you know, that'll be really vying for that third, you know, that third automatic European spot. You know, huge knock for Derry not getting European football this season. And, you know, I think that I'm sure when Tiernan took the job, the bare minimum was European football. You know, a club that size, you know, has to be in those competitions. They really do. And, you know, I suppose when they're not, and, you know, Shamrock Rovers are obviously picking up that spot, maybe lucky to get it this year, I suppose, the way it went. With the cup and that, and you know, like teams like Shamrock Rovers are maybe actually pulling further and further ahead because that investment, because that money that, you know, is that comes to the teams that are getting it into Europe. So, yeah, look, I think Tiernan will be under pressure in that regard to maybe pick up that third spot. You know, if second is out of reach and if first isn't attainable, then, you know, by all means he'll be hoping, and so will the Derry fans, and so will the Derry board. Be hoping that third spot is at least that they come away with.
Yeah, in other games across the weekend, you've got Bowes playing Drogheda. That's actually an interesting one if you're a Derry supporter. Cork at home to Galway. Tjapie and Shelburne are at the showgrounds to play Sligo. Sligo have just won three games in a row. And St Pat's head south to Waterford. Just finally, Keith, things are getting interesting at the bottom of the table as well. Galway have gotten dragged into a bit of a relegation scrap. Even St Pat's and Waterford, they're just looking at the table. They'll be looking over their shoulders to an extent. Sligo won two in a row in the league, unbeaten in six in all competitions. The Bitter Red are making a bit of a fist of it.
They are indeed. You know, I was just watching I think the game that was kind of stood out last weekend was, you know, Cork, you know, propping up the table there only on 15 points. And then Sligo were just ahead of them there. Cork going 2-0 up and then Sligo coming back and beating them 3-2. You know, if that's the kind of performances that they're going to put in at home, you don't really deserve to get out of a relegation battle or, you know, and the way Sligo have gone recently, you know, so, you know, a great home performance against Derry a couple of weeks ago, winning 2-0, and then, you know, going to Cork and, you know, showing that real, you know, spirit and determination to get back into the game. You know, Paddy McLean, an old teammate of mine as well, probably with two goals, you know, who've been, you know, when you have a 6'2" defender who's not been picked up from corners, something's wrong, you know. So, a really good start at Sligo for him. So, you know, fair play. They seem to be, as you say, making a fist of it. 3 points behind Galway, who have lost their, you know, their lead striker, Moses Dyer, who's moved to a Cambodian outfit. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that name where he's gone. But it just shows as well, you know, what the league is about in terms of they've got, their top goal scorer who, you know, was keeping them well up the table. And, you know, he's gone elsewhere. You know, he's obviously, I think he's cashed in. I think Galway had let him go for something like €30,000. And he's gone to, you know, make a good living for himself in the Cambodian league. So, you know, that is, I suppose, the kind of the ransom that, you know, League of Ireland clubs find themselves being held to. But, you know, again, this has worked in Sligo's favour. Galway struggling now, dropping down. Waterford, you know, indifferent, you know, picking up a few results. Pat's not where we thought they would be at all. You know, they have the European stuff is maybe slightly on their mind as well. But look, in terms of, you know, what Stephen Kenny had put together there, you know, a few people had him tipped for challenging for the title. And just the levels of inconsistency that they've shown, you know, down in seventh position there, not really what the fans in Inchicore would have been thinking at all.